Theron wondered what the Keldor thought of Grandmaster Satil Shan. Though there were no records of them serving directly together, he surely knew the head of the Jedi Order personally. He also wondered if Nos D'Aurel knew Satil was his mother. Not that Theron really cared either way. Satil's connection to him was purely biological. His lineage had no bearing on who he was or what he had become. The only real parent he'd had was Master Zhou.
"Greetings, Director,"
the alien said, his voice deep and resonant even through his mask.
"And to you, Agent Shan."
"Call me Theron."
"As you wish. I knew Master Zhou. He spoke of you often. I grieved when I heard of his loss, though I take solace knowing he became one with the Force."
Theron was familiar enough with Jedi philosophy not to take offense at the well-intentioned words. He also made note of the fact that Nos D'Aurel mentioned Zhou, but not Satil, though he might just have been exercising discretion.
"The Supreme Commander will see you now,"
the young woman said, pressing a button behind her desk that caused the door to swing open. The three men rose as one and entered the room where Jace was waiting. The Supreme Commander sprang to his feet as they entered, coming over quickly to close the door behind them.
"Director, Master Nos D'Aurel," he said, nodding at each of them in turn. "Good to finally meet you, Theron."
His words came quickly, as if he was nervous. Theron chalked it up to excitement over the mission.
"I want everyone to speak freely,"
Malcolm continued.
"Rank means nothing here. We're all equals in this meeting. If you have something to say, just say it."
"Think you can handle that, Theron?"
the director asked sarcastically.
"I'll try to get over my natural shyness."
"Perhaps we should bring each other up to speed,"
Master Nos D'Aurel suggested.
"You can tell me more about Operation Endgame, and I can tell you about the Ascendant Spears Commander. She was once my Padawan, though she went by the name of Qana Tirid back then."
"I helped put together the analytics report," Theron reminded them. "I've studied everything that was in the files in detail. I'm more interested in what wasn't in the files."
The Jedi nodded.
"Qana showed great promise during her training, though I was always wary of her ambition. She rarely limited herself to the tasks I set to her. She liked to go off on her own, take risks, always looking for the next new challenge."
"Sounds familiar,"
the director mumbled, but Theron ignored him.
"Instead of trying to change her nature, I sought to guide and direct her natural curiosity. I encouraged her to explore and branch out."
"That doesn't sound familiar,"
Theron interjected, arching an eyebrow in his boss's direction.
"It may be my fault that she fell to the dark side. I thought her training had given her the discipline to keep her safe, but perhaps giving her so much freedom was a mistake."
Theron chimed in before the director could say anything.
"Some people are just drawn to the dark side. Forcing her to follow a rigid set of rules might have made her abandon the Jedi Order even sooner."
"She didn't abandon the Jedi Order. Not as you think. I wanted to get one of my people into the Sith. Someone to help bring them down from the inside. I was the one who sent her to study under Darth Malgus. I knew it was a risk. If she was discovered, she would suffer untold tortures and a gruesome, painful death. Even worse, I knew the temptation of the dark side would test her. Malgus was both powerful and charismatic.